I'm Daniel Chacon. Welcome to another edition of Words on a Wire when my guest is Donald Hall. That is Donald Hall, the former U.S. Poet Laureate. Donald Hall, one of the poetry icons in the United States. And now in his 80s, he's living in his ancestral home. And he's not writing poetry anymore. He quit writing poetry. He says he can't write it anymore. But he's writing essays, and he's thinking, and he's tending to his garden, and he's looking out his window at a beautiful mountain that has been there for generations. Obviously, mountains don't move unless, of course, you have a lot of faith and you can move them. But anyway, it's a great new collection, The Selected Works of Donald Hall. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about his life, and we're going to talk about what poetry is all about. So you don't want to miss this one. When his book of essays came out last year, I had him on the show, and it was, to me, one of my favorite conversations, because I felt like I was able to talk to one of the poetry elders and learn what he has learned over the years about poetry. And reading this book, I kind of got the same sense, because I'm reading poems that he wrote when he was a young man and poems that he wrote all the way until his 80s, and the scope and the breadth of his development is just incredible. It's amazing. There's this one line that I found in his poem. I don't think it's actually not a line, but some realization that he has as an older man that he outlived his father. And I began to think about that concept with my mother. I haven't outlived my father yet. My father died at 71, and I'm not quite 71 yet, but my mother died at 48, and I'm beyond 48. And there was a certain point in my life when I realized, my gosh, at my age, my mother wasn't even around anymore, and that I'm older than my mother has ever been. And that's kind of weird to think about, being older than your mother. And I imagine the more you realize that everybody you encounter, the most wise people, the dumbest people, the smartest, the funniest, they're all dead. You outlived them. What a gift to be able to look back on your work and on your life and to honor those memories. I hope I'm not being too sentimental. I can't help it. This book just kind of tore at my heart. I'm really glad to have, for the second time, former U.S. Poet Laureate Donald Hall. So stick around. You're going to love this conversation.